In the evening of the last good day, either of them would know for years to come. The girl pushed open the sliding glass door and stepped through onto the back porch.
Daddy?
Will Innes set the legal pad aside and made room for Devlin to climb into his lap. His daughter was small for 11, felt like the shell of a child in his arms.
What are you doing out here?
She asked, and in her scratchy voice he could hear the remnants of her last respiratory infection like gravel in her lungs.
Working up a close for my trial in the morning.
Is your client the bad guy again?
Will smiled.
You and your mother. I'm not really supposed to think of it that way, sweetheart.
What'd he do?
His little girl's face had turned ruddy in the sunset, and the fading light brought out lighter strands in her otherwise midnight dark hair.
He allegedly...
What's that mean?
Allegedly?
Yeah.
Means it's not been proven. He's accused of selling drugs.
Like what I take?
No, your drugs are good. They help you. He was selling, allegedly selling, bad drugs to people.
Why are they bad?
Because they make you lose control.
Why do people take them?
They like how it makes them feel.
How does it make them feel?
He kissed her forehead and looked at his watch.
It's after 8, Devi. Let's go bang on those lungs.
She sighed but didn't argue. She never tried to get out of it. He stood up, cradling his daughter, and walked over to the redwood railing. They stared into the wilderness that bordered Oasis Hills, their subdivision.
The houses on Nullwater Lane had the Sonoran Desert for a backyard.
Look, he said. See them? A half mile away, specks filed out of an arroyo and trotted across the desert toward a shadeless forest of giant saguaro cacti that looked vaguely sinister profiled against the horizon.
What are they?
She asked.
Coyotes. What do you bet they start yapping after the sun goes down?
When Devlin had gotten into bed, he read to her from A Wrinkle in Time. They'd been working their way through the penultimate chapter, Aunt Beast, but Devlin was exhausted and drifted off before Will had finished the second page. He closed the book, set it on the carpet, and turned out the light. Cool desert air flowed in through an open window. A sprinkler whispered in the next-door neighbor's yard. Devlin yawned, made a cooing sound that reminded him of rocking her to sleep as a newborn. Her eyes fluttered, and she said softly,
Mom?
She's working late at the clinic, sweetheart.
When's she coming back?
A few hours.
Tell her to come in and kiss me?
I will. He was nowhere near ready for court in the morning, but he stayed, running his fingers through Devlin's hair until she'd fallen back to sleep. Finally, he slid carefully off the bed and walked out onto the deck to gather up his books and legal pads. He had a late night ahead of him. A pot of strong coffee would help. Next door, the sprinklers had gone quiet. A lone cricket chirped in the desert. Thunderless lightning sparked somewhere over Mexico, and the coyotes began to scream.